since April of 1985. This is the DX Audio Service.
And welcome to the DX Audio Service for October 2010. Coming to you from a community just west of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Can you guess where we're located? If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Now with the AM switch, here's Bill Hale.
Well, it's October, time for your trick-or-treat edition of AM Switch on the DX Audio Service. First of all, let's do call letter changes. On 580, KGAY in Ashland, Oregon, now goes by the call of KTMT. On 730, KURL, Billings, Montana, has made the switch to KYYA. On 990, the former KHBZ in Honolulu, Hawaii, now goes by the call of KIKI. 1130 KTRP Mount Angel, Oregon, their new call KPWX. On 1200 in Pine Island Center, Florida, WPTK is now WINK. And the former WINK on 1240 in Fort Myers has taken the call of WFSX. 1320 WBOB Jacksonville, Florida now goes by WJNJ. 1370 in Corry, Pennsylvania, WWCB has changed the call to WHYP. On 1440, a new station in Garapan, Saipan, Mariana Islands, their call KKMP. 1490 in Milton, Florida, WECM is now WTKE. 1570 CFAV in Laval, Quebec, their new call is CJLV. 1580 KKKK Colorado Springs, Colorado, they are now known as KREL. 1590 KRQX in Mexia, Texas, their new call is KLRK. And finally this month on 1690, a new station in Charlotte, Amalie, Virgin Islands, they picked WIGT for their call. Stations on the air this past month with changed facilities, 790 KWSW in Eureka, California. They're now on with 5,000 watts during the day, 110 watts at night, all non-directional. Remember, our antenna designation for that is U1. 1060 WILB, Canton, Ohio. They're now on with 15,000 watts during the day, 15,000 watts during critical hours. Two different patterns, that's D4. 1170 WRPM, Poplarville, Mississippi. They're now on 1170, moving from 1530. They've got 1,000 watts daytime only, D1. On 1260 on the dial, KWEI, Weezer, Idaho. They're now on with 8,400 watts daytime, 360 watts at night, all non-directional, moving to the tower formerly used by KIOV 1450. Since the new tower is almost twice as tall as the one previously used, the power reductions were necessary to cover the same area. 1300 WGDJ, Rensselaer, New York. They're now on with 10,000 watts days, 8,000 watts at night, two different patterns, that's U4. The day pattern from four towers sends a major lobe to the northwest with minor lobes to the southeast and southwest. The night pattern from six towers throws the majority of the signal to the north-northwest with a small lobe to the south-southeast. 1390 WLAN, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They're now on with 1,100 watts during the day, 18 watts at night, non-directional, moving to the nearby tower of WLPA 1490. 1430 KLO, Ogden, Utah. They're now on with 25,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, two different patterns. They've increased their daytime power, and the pattern remains the same with major lobes to the north-northeast and south with a minor lobe to the west. 1590 WHGT, Mauganville, Maryland. After relocating from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, WHGT is now on with 15,000 watts days, 58 watts at night, U4 from two towers. Both patterns are identical, balloon-shaped lobes to the north-northeast and south-southwest. Time now to move on to actions taken by stations over the past 30 days or so. 740 KBRT Avalon, California. They filed for a special temporary authority for 1,000 watts daytime only on 1690 for the purpose of making conductivity tests for a few days in preparation to submitting an application for changes. The application on file with the FCC doesn't specify the dates, so you folks in Southern California or maybe even Arizona, if you hear something on 1690 and it sounds like KBRT, it might be them. Now you know what's going on. 910 KCJB, Minot, North Dakota. A construction permit has been granted to increase the nighttime power to become U4, 5,000 watts day and night. The new night pattern is basically a circle anchored at Minot, headed to the northeast. CJUL 1220 in Cornwall, Ontario. This was picked up from cornwalldaily.com, and I quote, "More listeners across Stormont, Dundas, and Glengarry will now get up-to-date local and regional information on local radio as Chorus Radio redeploys news and community event information from AM 1220 onto its two FM stations, 104.5 and 101.9. The change became effective August 18th. The move results in the closure of AM 1220, but utilizes the broader reach of Chorus Radio's FM frequencies to increase distribution of local information. So, 1220 in Cornwall is now off the air. Another 1220 in Canada, it's CHSC St. Catharines. We had a little blurb on this last month. This is an update. After being denied a license renewal by the CRTC due to various licensing infractions and ordered off the air by August 31st, CHSC owner Pell Propco filed a motion on August 25th with the Federal Court of Appeal, and a stay of appeal was granted August 31st. CHSC is therefore on the air legally for the time being, probably at least until the appeal is heard and or ruled upon. 1240, more Canadian news, CKDR 6 in Atikokan, Ontario. The CRTC has approved the application for CKDR 6 to change their programming source to CFOB-FM Fort Francis, Ontario, changing from the current CKDR 2 FM in Sioux Lookout. 1360, WMOB, Mobile, Alabama. Licensed for U4, 5,000 watts daytime, 212 watts at night. WMOB is feeling the effects of urban sprawl as construction of warehouses as close as 270 feet from their transmitter site has caused significant problems trying to maintain their license parameters. Most recently, they've had to reduce the daytime power to 3.3 kilowatts in order to reduce incidents of RF burns from the metal inside those constructed buildings. The owners have located and purchased the property housing the former two-tower site of WLVV, and will be filing for a CP moving to that site. In the meantime, WMOB is operating under an STA with 1,000 watts daytime only from a undisclosed temporary site. 1380 WMTD, Hinton, West Virginia. CP has been granted for 1,000 watts during the day, 13 watts at night, adding that nighttime service. 1410 WIHM, Taylorville, Illinois. Licensed for U4, 1,000 watts days, 63 watts at night, WIHM is operating under an STA with undisclosed power levels for the purpose of replacement of the cables from the transmitter to the towers. No get-well date was specified. 1450 KENA, Fort Smith, Arkansas. A CP has been granted to move from MENA to Fort Smith, locating to the tower of KFPW, 1230. 1490 WRCE, Watkins Glen, New York. Licensed for 400 watts day and night non-directional, WRCE has been operating under an STA of 100 watts day and night since February when their tower collapsed. In May, they applied for 880 watts non-directional 24 hours from a new replacement tower using a folded monopole shunt-fed antenna built at the site of the old tower. About a month ago, they applied to operate with 400 watts day and night non-directional from that newly built tower. But that tower nor the 880 watts hadn't been authorized, so the application was denied. Now, however, the FCC has granted 880 watts U1 from that new tower. And finally, in this category, on 1500 KABR, Isleta, New Mexico, a CP has been granted to change the city of license from Alamo Community, increase the day power, and add night and CH operation as U1, 5,000 watts days, 25 watts at night, 4,200 watts during critical hours, all this moving to 1510. Five new stations have been granted. First of all, on 740 in Kaihei, Hawaii, CP has been granted for 5,000 watts day and night. Kaihei is on the southwest coast of the island of Maui. 1240 Merrill, Oklahoma, 1,000 watts day and night non-directional. Merrill is on the Oregon-California border, just southeast of Klamath Falls. 1250 Mesquite, Nevada, they've been granted 5,000 watts during the day, 48 watts at night, two patterns from two towers. The day pattern is kidney-shaped with a null to the southeast, while the night pattern is basically a circle anchored at Mesquite headed to the southeast. They have also a small lobe going to the northwest. Mesquite is on I-15 at the Nevada-Utah border. 1360 Santa Maria, California. They've been granted 2,000 watts day and night, two different patterns, that's U4, from three towers. The day and night patterns are identical, circular lobes to the southwest. And 1450, Flora Vista, New Mexico, they've been granted 250 watts day and night non-directional from a short 53-foot tower. Flora Vista is located about 10 miles northeast of Farmington. Stations with construction permits who are now asking for changes, 1060 WBIX, Natick, Massachusetts, licensed for a U7, 40,000 watts daytime, 2,500 watts at night, and 22,000 watts during critical hours. That U7 means they use three different patterns. They operate now from two transmitter sites. The day is co-located with the critical hours array and the night at a second site. WBIX has a CP for 50,000 watts days, 2,500 watts at night, eliminating the CH operation and consolidating all operations to the current night site. This amendment requests reducing the number of towers used during daytime operation from 5 to 3, altering the pattern slightly. Both patterns throw all of the signal in a large circular shape due east. 1320 WJAS, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, licensed for U2, 5,000 watts day and night. WJAS has a construction permit for 5,000 watts during the day, 3,300 watts at night, directional at night only. That's, once again, U2. The amendment they've applied for requests 7,000 watts during the day, and that same 3,300 watts at night, U2. 1440 KKMP, Garapan, Saipan, Mariana Islands, that we mentioned during the call letter assignments. This new station, not yet on the air, has a construction permit for 3,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night. They're requesting an amendment to 1,100 watts day and night, all non-directional. 1460 WJTI, West Allis, Wisconsin, licensed for U1, 500 watts days, 62 watts at night at Racine. WJTI has a construction permit to move to this west of Milwaukee suburb, with 1,000 watts days, 240 watts at night, U4. This amendment requests U4, 185 watts during the day, and 250 watts at night. A new station at Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana, not yet on the air, has a construction permit for 1,000 watts during the day, 580 watts at night. They're now requesting 1,000 watts days, 700 watts during nighttime hours. And 1520 WDCY, Douglasville, Georgia, licensed for 2,500 watts days and 800 watts during critical hours, non-directional. WDCY has a construction permit for D3, that's directional daytime only, with 50,000 watts. This amendment requests 50,000 watts during the day, 50,000 watts during critical hours, using two patterns, and our designation for that one is D4. Applications for new stations on 860 Blackhawk, South Dakota, wants 50,000 watts during the day, 350 watts at night, two different patterns, or U4. On 1230, Somerville, West Virginia, has applied for 1,000 watts day and night, all non-directional. And on 1240, Prescott, Arizona, wants 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. One application has been reinstated on 1470. The application is in Anchorage, Alaska. 10,000 watts day and night, all non-directional. Well, we've got more AM on FM facilities to report, and instead of going through all the call letters for some of these low-power FM stations, we'll just give the frequencies, and if different from the main city, we'll give the city of license, too. 630 WEJL Scranton, Pennsylvania is on WQFN 100.1 in Forest City. 670 WMTY Farragut, Tennessee is on WLOD 98.3 in Sweetwater. 720 KSAH Universal City, Texas is on KIRO FM 104.1 in Pearsall. 750 WSB in Atlanta is simulcasting their news talk format on WBTS 95.5 in Doraville. 800 WNNW Lawrence, Massachusetts is on low power 92.1 in Lawrence. 830 WCCO Minneapolis, Minnesota is on 103.7 in Cottage Grove. 900 WMOP Ocala, Florida, they're being heard on 100.1 in Ocala. KKXX 930 in Paradise, California, they're heard on 104.5 in Chico. 930 WRVC Huntington, West Virginia, they're on 94.1 in Huntington. 940 WGRP Greenville, Pennsylvania, they're simulcast on WEXC 107.1 in Greenville. 970 WHA in Madison, Wisconsin is on 107.9 in Madison. 1110 WTBQ Warwick, New York, they're heard on 99.1 in Warwick. 1140 WRLV Salyersville, Kentucky, they're on WRLV FM 106.5 in Salyersville. 1140 KCXL Liberty, Missouri, they're on 102.9 in Kansas City. 1220 WSTL Providence, Rhode Island, they're on 93.7 in that capital city. 1270 WEIC Charleston, Illinois is on 107.5 in Charleston. 1330 WEBO Owego, New York, they're heard on 107.9 in Owego. 1340 WTIF Tifton, Georgia, 99.9 in Tiffin. 1370 WGIV Pineville, North Carolina, they're translated on 103.3 in Charlotte. 1380 WXRS Swainsboro, Georgia, they're on 97.1 in Swainsboro. KKOZ 1430 in Ava, Missouri, they're on KKOZ FM 92.1 in Ava. 1450 KHIT Sun Valley, Nevada, they're on KUUB 94.5 in Sun Valley. WLOA 1470 in Farrell, Pennsylvania, they're heard on full power 107.1 WEXC in Greenville. Also on 1470, KKTY, Douglas, Wyoming, they're on translator 93.1 in Douglas. 1530 WENG, Englewood, Florida, they're on 107.5 in Englewood. 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Florida, they could be heard on 94.3 in Jacksonville, and they've got a CP to move to 107.7. Finally, 1680 WPRR, Ada, Michigan, they're on low power 95.3 in Grand Rapids. Well, three stations have had their plugs pulled. WHHO Hornell, New York, license canceled, call deleted. 1340 WDCR in Hanover, New Hampshire, license canceled, call deleted per licensee's request. And 1340 WOYL Oil City, Pennsylvania, their license was canceled, call deleted per the licensee's request. Stations returning to the air this past month, WRLV 1140, Salyersville, Kentucky, they're back on with country. WPLX 1180, Terrell, Arkansas, they're back on with a blues format. KBSZ 1260, Apache Junction, Arizona, they're back on with talk, and the ID is NBC 1260. KROP 1300 in Brawley, California, is back with talk. WLLN 1370, Lillington, North Carolina, returns with Spanish AC, and they're known as Radio La Grande. KYLS 1450, Fredericktown, Missouri, they're back with Classic Country. and KQLO 1590 Sun Valley, Nevada. They're back with Spanish Religion. Reported as silent, WLTQ 730 Charleston, South Carolina, WASP 1130 Brownsville, PA, WDCR 1340 Hanover, New Hampshire. As we reported them, they had their license canceled. And WEDD 1580 Ebensburg, Pennsylvania. Well, two Central Pennsylvania AM stations were sold at auction, with one of them immediately up for sale again. The auction was conducted by creditor WP Media Lending, and it ended up as the buyer of both properties. It's keeping one, WWII 720 in Shiremanstown. Media broker Ray Rosenblum says it's putting the other station, WVZN 1580 Columbia, up for sale. WVZN is currently silent. WWII is on the air doing religious programming for the new owner, WP Media Lending. It was licensed to the local Hensley Broadcasting. And a news item out of Modesto, California, KMPH 840 was scheduled to turn off their transmitter August 31st. KMPH, the 5-kilowatt full-time station that Pappas Radio of Modesto built to essentially replace KTRB 860 that it moved into the San Francisco market. KMPH hit the air early in July of 2006, originally playing modern standards, and then in March of 2008 switched to a conservative talk approach named Patriot 840. The fact that they've been taken off the air has been blamed on the ongoing national, state, and local economic downturn, combined with the insufficient growth in revenue at the 5,000-watt station. The owner says the company is no longer willing to fund the station's operation losses. Their letter ends with the promise, when future circumstances permit, KMPH will return to the airwaves. Well, one fine was rescinded. The FCC canceled a $7,000 fine levied against WTCL 1580 in Chattahoochee, Florida. Well, to Fred's delight, that's going to wrap it up this month. My thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Saul Chernos, Bruce Conti, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Dave Schmidt, Al Tobia, and news from RadioInfo.com. Well, that's it from the AM Switch HQ for the month of October. We'll see you all right here, same time, same tape, next month.
Mark Dernberger here, and let me be the first to wish you a happy Halloween as we bring you the October 2010 DX Audio Service Bandscan Report. Many of the things you hear during our few minutes together are in response to comments and requests from listeners. As we noted in the musings, Tim Hendel had a great and logical idea. If we're doing a band scan from wherever we may be, it'd be more realistic to capture daytime signals, since they're far more representative of what the radio dial may be at that location. That idea fits nicely with the completion of a new antenna system we've been developing over the summer, and on a recent trip to the West, we had a chance to check it out. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at the results. The new antenna is actually nothing but a vertical cable suspended by a fiberglass 28-foot telescoping flagpole we purchased from Sam's Club. The fiberglass, of course, a good insulator, and the wire sensitivity is unimpeded by the flagpole itself. At the bottom end of the wire, we add a device called a loading coil. This coil has an electrical effect. It adds electrical length to the wire, so that instead of a 28-foot vertical wire, we have the capture sensitivity of a wire that would be far longer. And now, because such a wire is inherently sensitive to electrical noise, we had to add a few more gizmos so that the radio has a chance to pick up the weaker signals that the noise might otherwise cover up. First in line is a booster amplifier that delivers a lot more signal to the radio than you'd get off the bare wire. And secondly, we employed several tricks of the trade to remove the noise from our recording computer that might otherwise leak back into the antenna. This whole shebang rides in the rear seat of my car and takes about 10 minutes to set up, complete with the driving of a couple of ground rods. The ground rods add to signal sensitivity, and maybe more importantly, they help to drain off the unwanted noise from the system. We're telling you about how we built this because it's the sort of antenna you can set up yourself without having to have a lot of real estate. And it can be placed almost anywhere since it's going up, not out. Preferably, though, away from power lines and other noise sources. If you're interested in the specific construction plans, we'll gladly share them with you. Just leave a note on the Musings line. When you hear how well this works, you may want to try it on your own. Now, one thing that gives us a leg up on the audio part of the project is our use of the Perseus receiver that allows us to capture the entire broadcast band at once. So we can set up, record, and tear down and be on our way in as little as a half hour, taking with us a snapshot of the IDs from the complete AM broadcast band from that location. Or I should add, all of those stations that we heard. We don't have a capture on every frequency. Our first stop and our first report was on a September 2010 trip to the west. We pulled onto a side road just off Federal Highway 212 outside the town of Henry, South Dakota, population 268. Since the Perseus playback mode allows us to loop a 15-second window over and over again as we switch frequencies in our playback, we simply set up that loop, started at about 10 seconds before 12 o'clock straight up, playback an ID, and move to the next frequency while the loop is repeating itself with the next ID. You'll hear us tuning up the dial from 540, frequency by frequency, with a minimum of comment. It's the net effect of you being here, slowly sliding your receiver dial up the band, but with the good fortune of hearing a station ID every time you change frequency. And a kindly note of warning, if you will. Since a lot of the stations use the same networks, you're going to hear the same network openings over and over and over again, and you may want to run away screaming. So off we go to Henry, South Dakota, about an hour west of the Minnesota border. Follow some of these IDs with your NRC radio log, and you'll quickly see how far-reaching this antenna can be. It's noon on September 7th, 2010.
Dependable radio station, AM 540 KWNC, Fort Dodge.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Some Colorado residents running for their lives is wild.
North Dakota's news and information station since 1925, AM 550 KFYR, Bismarck.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
And low, 66 points higher in the dollar index. The Dow's off 80, gold's up 720. That's markets. WNEX, Yankton, South Dakota.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan.
Some climber on the right front bumper. He was reported taken September 6th in the 3800 block of Southwest Highway 40.
Jim Dublin, 580 WIBW News.
WIBW, Topeka.
CBS
News, I'm Steve Kathan.
Lines and the Ad Council.
They finally have the big stick they always wanted. The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 11
on the mighty Big Sports 590.
KXSP Omaha, Council Bluffs.
Hey, it's Dan Patrick. Stay tuned to a spot tonight's show where we'll have the biggest names in sports. Dan Patrick Show on the mighty Big Sports 590.
Broadcasting from the Buffalo Mall, AM 600 is Classic Country KSJB, Jamestown, North Dakota.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A mayor's group wants tougher laws for gun dealers, especially in border states. ABC's Alex Frank.
Weather, sports, and markets, 24 hours a day. We're AM 610 KCSR, Shadrick.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan.
Glenn's home for continuous sports coverage. Fox Sports Radio 620 KMNS, Sioux City. The Fox, online at 620KMNS.com.
To the news stream on Iowa Public Radio, 640 AM WOI, Ames, Des Moines, and online at iowapublicradio.org.
550 WNMT Nashua, a service of Midwest Communication.
Oh.
Michigan, a new...
Your home for the NFL, the Bear. AM 660 WBHR, Suck Rapids, St. Cloud.
For another full cruiser car shift for faster response time. Mayor Sam Gates made his first official campaign announcement this morning in Central Park, pledging to add 77 more positions to Winnipeg police staff. The mayor's proposal includes 20 more officers dedicated to fighting gangs, 20 new foot patrol officers, and 18 more officers for another full cruiser car shift for faster response time. Gates also...
This is Minnesota's other sports station. The Fan Sister Station is... AM 690, KFXN, Minneapolis, St. Paul, The Score.
This is UMary Women's Basketball, Fred Frizzle. Your home for Marauders basketball is right here, ESPN 710, KXMR, Bismarck, Mandan.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Stop at Sheldon Implement and check it out.
Your CBS Radio News affiliate in southwestern Minnesota. News Radio, 730 KWOA, Worthington.
CBS News, I'm Steve K. Bill.
What are you, from a radio station?
Oh, really? Oh, okay, well, where are you located, please?
Station identification.
AM 740.
KVOX Fargo.
The Fan.
Call right there, 1-800-229-3000. Come
see the things you can see here today.
This is KMMJ Grand Island, AM 750. It's 12 o'clock. Coming up next, New Life Live.
Hey, welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John.
This is Radio K, broadcasting from the West Bank of the University of Minnesota campus. KUOM AM Minneapolis at 770 AM, 100.7 and 104.5 FM, and streaming online at radiok.org.
This is the Glenn Beck Program on Northeast Nebraska's News Talk, WJHG, Norfolk.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, a new
trouble.
I think there's some federal laws he violated.
Some federal laws, and I think they're starting to look at him instead of the passengers on the plane.
CBS News, spread ahead here at KFGO.
Way back.
The station you trust for Minnesota Twins baseball. The mighty 790 KFGO, Fargo Morgan.
Serious trouble.
Decades of great music 24 hours a day. AM 800 KQAD Laverne Rock Rapids.
Your group is calling for a crackdown on gun dealers in border states.
Local news, sports, weather, agriculture, and 50 years of the greatest country hits. This is 5 State Farm Radio, KVHB Sturgis Rapid City.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
Hecker will plead guilty to 2 federal counts. A man falls into a sinkhole in downtown St. Paul today. Now a major closure affecting traffic down there. And a guilty verdict in a disturbing child rape case. All those stories, more news coming up. 12 noon, this is WCCO.
We're working on policy all the way through Sunday. That's Ag Headlines, the KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.
We believe in America. 840 Country is KTIC West Point, your number one station to depend on for agribusiness, weather, and news.
Here's the latest on ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger,
October Lane Hogs, 114.07, down 1. You're listening to KNUJ.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. Our top story this
hour, and that is today's weather. It's the Rush Limbaugh Program. Weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on KPRM, Park Rapids, Minnesota, AM 870.
CBS News, I'm Steve Cajun.
Wildfire Radio.
At Tonnage Chevrolet and Osceola and at Tonnage.com and KRVN.com.
Ag information coming up, brought to you by Union Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, KRVN, Lexington, Nebraska.
Fox News.
Radio. I'm Lisa Brady.
Or stop and see me in the commercial building at Big Iron.
Right now at the North Dakota Corn Growers Association Studios, 58 degrees at KQLX AM, Lisbon, Fargo, Ag News 890. It's 12 noon.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn.
Faith 900, KTIS, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
AP Radio News.
Since 15 years ago.
The classic country legends live. KJJQ Volga Brookings is The Ranch. 910 AM, a Three Eagles communication station.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
This is AM 930 KSDN Aberdeen.
A Hub City radio station. ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston.
KWAT Watertown, South Dakota. We'll be, Mike and I will be looking at the headline news coming up on KWAT's Noonday.
CBS News. I'm Steve Caden.
Now, and I think I'm going to follow this. You'll be the first person I ever follow on Twitter.
That would be very nice. AM 970, WDAY, Fargo, Moorhead, USA. Coming up, news at noon, sports talk, Jay Thomas. We'll see you again at 21. Until then, you are on your own.
This is CBC News. Good afternoon. I'm Heather Wells.
And I'm Julie Dupre. At 12 o'clock, Winnipeg's cloudy skies, 11 degrees.
Understand. You're listening to KXRB Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
And I just like the type of music you play.
A Cumulus Media Results radio station.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. Our top story this week.
JJK Fergus Falls, playing music for the entire family. We're the new Family 1020.
Iowa born and raised Ken Michelson, weekday mornings at 9 on News Radio 1040 WHO Des Moines.
News Radio.
To provide batteries and other services, our commitment is to assure you better hearing.
KLOH, Pipestone. Minute past 12 o'clock here on a Tuesday. Time to look at the midday grain and livestock price updates brought to you by Schuneman Equipment.
Keeping South Dakota informed and entertained since 1916. 1060 KGFX. Here, a member of the Dakota Radio Group.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new...
Radio Network.
Rush Limbaugh Program. Weekday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on AM 1070 KVKK. Burndale, Wadena.
CBS News. I'm Steve.
Lift up your heart. Keep it right here on Faith Radio 1090, KSOU Sioux Center.
On Faith Radio 1090 is brought to you by the Foster Grandparent Program. Presently looking for
dog. Weekdays 2 to 5 only on The Flag.
Radio, The Flag.
Radio. I'm Lisa Brady.
Colorado.
Tom Bigoy's on today's news radio. 1110 KFAB Omaha. On air, online, on demand.
Fox News Radio.
For over 50 years, North Dakota's country legend, KBMR Bismarck.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. And this
1140 KSOO Sioux Falls, a Cumulus Media Results Radio Station.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
Come in.
enjoy pleasing our loyal customers. And thank you so much for your business.
One near you.
Mid-Minnesota's Farmer's Best Friend. 1150 KASM Albany, St. Cloud. And 1300 WQPM Princeton.
Crews hope to take advantage of today's more favorable weather conditions as they continue fighting a wildfire in the highly populated area of Boulder County, Colorado.
Sports and the best talk radio around.
News Talk 1170. KOWZ AM, Waseca, Owatonna.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. A mayor's group wants tougher laws for gun dealers.
We're in Henry, South Dakota, dialing up the band, listening to IDs, thanks to the loop capability of the Perseus receiver and our computer. And we'll finish our tour next month here on the DX Audio Service. Mark Dernberger, as usual in this corner of the magazine, we'll see you in 30 days. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Well, you're probably wondering where the hell I'm at. And I'm not saying that to be flippant, but it is a tip to where I'm at. I'm in hell. Yeah, that's the name of the town, Hell, H-E-L-L, and it's a real town. And you're probably wondering, how the hell did Hell get the name Hell? Well, it's very simple. Back in the 1800s, this little town existed, and it was in the little agricultural area. There was a mill here, general store, the railroad even ran through here, and people were content with their little town until the state of Michigan came through and said, you have to give it a name. The townsfolk said, well, we don't know what we want to call this little town. State of Michigan says you have to give it a name. Every town has to have a name. To which they reply, well, we don't know what to call our town, and we really don't care. And the state of Michigan said, quit wasting our time. You have to give your town a name. And with that, a gentleman by the name of George Reeves, no relation to Superman, mind you, stood up, and he was the owner of the grain mill, and he said, for all I care, you can call this place hell, and he slammed his fist down on the desk. Well, with that, the obedient public servant wrote down the name, and ever since 1857, that's been the name of this quiet little village located about 10 miles to the west of Ann Arbor, Michigan, where they've got a real nice little shop for Halloween paraphernalia and do all kinds of gimmicks. Such as for classic cars, they had the classic car show from Hell, and you can go to their chapel, of course, getting married in Hell, among other things. So the reason I come here is for the paraphernalia from the Halloween store, as well as the fact that it's out in the country and it does have some enjoyable DX. Well, speaking of DX, and by the way, as we're talking, if you hear a dog bark, that's just one of the hounds from Hell. We did a little test a while back, a couple days ago, on 1710 kilohertz with a 1-watt transmitter and a 150-foot antenna. And this test was conducted for one weekend, and we tipped a few people off, and here is the results. First of all, here's what you're listening for. It's called a sweep tone. Sounds like this. Okay, now that you know what the sweep tone sounds like, here's what Saul Chernos heard up in, I think it's called Burnt River, Ontario, up by suburban Toronto. He was able to capture this on one night. And then on the following night, he caught this reception. Tom Jasinski over in Illinois was able to catch this fine recording. Listen carefully for the Morse code as well as the touch tones. And finally, Carl Zichy was able to also record our DX test. Here's what his recording sounded like. Unfortunate for us was the fact that Mark Durenberger was out in Moab, Utah with his antenna system that you heard him speak about and was unable to copy it. So it looked like just the folks on the East Coast was able to copy this test. Hopefully we'll have another one of these tests maybe in the start of the next year. And you too can participate and see if you can catch this little DX station. Let's flip over to side two.